Call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, August 28th, 2019 to order. We'll begin with the, at 8:46 on the clock, we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, you can, yeah.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Jergens Hill, Bauman, Tiemann, Byers, and Lytle. Supervisor Dorn will be absent today. First is the consent agenda. Consists of the general agenda, approved minutes of the meeting held August 14th, 2019, approve all claims through August 28th, 2019, in the amount of $496,576.85. Accept claim number 1908025 to Beatrice Lawn Care Inc. in the amount of $1,617.50 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 1908018 issued to Douglas County Sheriff in the amount of $20.83. Approve utility permit number 1135 for L&L Farms. It'll be trenching 6-inch wide by 5-foot below bottom of ditch under 94th Road for 66 feet to run a 220-volt three-phase power line encased in a 4-inch Schedule 40 PVC pipe located in the southwest quarter section 36 and southeast quarter section 35, Township 4 North, Range 7 East, Logan Township. Approved utility permit number 1136 for Ence Feedlot Inc. They'll be trenching 24-inch wide, 3-foot below top of road to install a 14 to 16-inch culvert to run a flushable umbilical cord through it at the intersection of southwest 75th Road and west Maple Road, located in the southwest quarter section 25 and the northeast quarter of section 35, Township 3 North, Range 5 East, Lincoln Township.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 1908025 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $1,617.50. This brings the total amount of claims approved through August 28, 2019 to $498,194.35.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jergens, second by Bauman. Any discussion? Vote. 5 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. There's a sign-up sheet on the table there to my right for public hearing for the budget as well. Seeing no public, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
We had our first test run with some heavy rains. A week ago last Tuesday, we had a heavy rain, and this Monday. And so we checked out the detention center roof. A week ago, we did have a little bit of a leak on that new roof where the north scupper area is. And I talked to Skyline. They still had a little bit of termination bar trim work to put on. And I did check it on Monday after that heavy rain, and it did stop that problem. We still have a very small leak on the east side yet, so I showed him that spot. He's going to come up and just check where they hot welded an area and make sure that that's completely sealed up. So all in all, it looked like it was pretty good. I know after that rain, the sheriff had told me about those areas, and then we have the usual leaks in the old part of the house. I think one of those is where it's actually coming down a sewer pipe vent, and there's an elbow, and I think there's actually a crack in that old cast elbow. I'm going to try and put just a cover plate higher above that stack to keep rainwater from running down into that stack pipe. We had a surprise on with that heavy rain a week ago. Our sump pump that takes all the water out of the east ramp area quit on us that night, and so we had water in the hallway all the way down to driver's license. It got into driver's license carpet just a little bit underneath the doorway. Otherwise, we cleaned it all up and put fans on for 2 days, and all the grout lines dried up after that, and we replaced the sump pump. So that sump pump was probably about 17 years old and had worked fine up until that night. So got that replaced. Over at the sheriff's office, we have a mixture of hardwired card readers like what we have here at the courthouse, and we also tried they're the Stanley wireless card readers. Well, those, I don't know exactly how old those are, but they're starting to give us a lot of problems, so we're checking into replacing those with the hardwired ones. Those are, there's six doors over there that have the Stanleys. We would need at least three of them replaced with these new style, and they are expensive. There's a little controller that goes with them, so I think each one installed is around $1,500 each, but I think Rosie and I could run the cabling. That would help with the cost quite a bit also. But whenever we have to install those, it takes its own controller, and so it is a kind of a pricey item, but it'd be at the Sallyport entrance and the commissary area. They use those doors quite often, and it was just last on Monday those went down, and Diode came and had to do some work on them. And when those go down, you actually have to go through the jail around to the back side of the to get to the garage or anything. So it does cause some problems when if those do fail. So bus stop. I was going to get a bid on taking down the awning on the north side and doing some brick work there. After discussion, I think we decided to hold off on that. It's a metal awning. Maybe just paint that awning, make it look as nice as we can. But just to hold off on some of those projects over there. I had John and Eric came over after last Monday's meeting, and we looked at the concrete issue over there, how to address that. We have a lot of broken concrete and some good concrete, and the problem is the broken concrete is kind of in the area where we would like to keep it. The good concrete is in an area where we could get rid of it, but correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I don't know if we really have a good solution to it at this time yet or not.
We didn't come up with a solution, I don't think. Obviously, Eric's idea of moving the sidewalk in would be nice if it happened.
That would be good. So we're still looking into that. I know the city would like to see us take that north approach that's right close to Washington Street, take that out, and they said that they would curb that and close it in so we don't have so many entrances going into that parking area.
Some of our discussion over there was we've spent so much money on capital improvements at the Sheriff's Department between the bus stop and now the offices and things. When we were talking, John really thought we ought to hold off on spending money because there are some pieces of concrete we could remove, grass we could put in, curb, move sidewalk, basically clean the exterior of that area up. And I said, instead of doing something that we're going to tear out again right away, I thought it was a better idea to wait and spend the money when we're going to and not before we're ready to do that, instead of spending some just to tear it out later and replace the same things again. So until we come up with a really good idea over there, I think we're just kind of going to drag our feet and wait. Is that right?
Yes.
Maybe throw a little more rock in where it's pushed down.
Right. Yeah. That sounds good. And we could still do the dirt work, at least on the alley on this west side, to keep that water from running down on that part. But the rest, yeah, would be like on that concrete. You just don't know where to stop or start at on that. West garage remodel is starting to move forward. They installed a new sewer line, gypcrete floor. floor leveler will be installed on September 4th. So after they get the floor leveled, they will enclose the south side garage door areas. And so I think work will start to happen pretty quick after that. I have not talked to Todd as far as when he thinks completion would be on that yet, but I think that project will go pretty quick once they get it closed in, and they'll start rolling on that. The trees over at the sheriff's office, we did remove three trees. I did get a couple comments on being a tree killer, and I do hate to take down large trees, but after we took it down, we noticed a big split in the crotch, and when he took it down, he showed me a picture. I mean, this was one branch. You can just see how hollowed out it is on the inside. There was always squirrels running in and out of there, so we knew it was hollow. But I was actually relieved when I saw it.
Did you take a squirrel's home?
I did not. I left them over at the sheriff's office. They said they needed more squirrel bait over there. So, extension office, they're
endangered squirrel.
No, they weren't. Extension office, we have a few windows leaking, so we can work on that ourselves. Just put some caulking around some windows. So, and that is what I had for these past 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Equalization.
Nothing. Patty, do you have any equalization? Nothing.
We already did equalization. Are you going to go back
at it? Not if you don't have anything new.
No.
All right.
The resolution goes on regular board meeting then.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. Region 5 services. $22,992.75. Send membership $11,692. Washington County Sheriff's Office, inmate boarding and medical $14,629. Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel $40,868.25. Rock On Hauling Township Gravel $14,000. This is just a hauling, $14,181.71. Straight line striping, road striping, $44,474.40.
One other thing would be, of course, the budget's up later. Do you guys want to have a special meeting on the 3rd of September to approve the, to discuss and approve or disapprove the sales tax? It's advertised right now. We were told that we kind of had to make the 120-day cycle for notifications. I called up and talked to the Department of Revenue. Turns out that's not, we don't need to for any reason. There's no saved expense. There's no, the only thing it would do is the lady that updates the website, everything's on 120-day notification. And she felt that it should be 120 days and not 60 days. This is on a 60-day notification, so the only difference would be if we did it at our next regular meeting instead of calling a special meeting, they would have to update their website at the state. So we would be the cause of an additional update. That's kind of my opinion. We at one time thought we had to make a 120-day cycle or that there's going to be additional expense to the state. So we're thinking, you know, if it's going to cost the state money. Once we talked more about it, it turns out there's no additional expense, and we're not bound by that 120-day or quarterly notification because this is a 60-day notification. We advertised a special meeting on the 3rd at 9 o'clock, the 3rd of September. One thing would be is if we can have a quorum, because if this would pass, there has to be a supermajority, and we don't even know if we can have a full board here. So I guess I thought I'd ask you guys, do you want to have this meeting?
You know, Well, I can make the meeting. That's not a problem. I think where it's been advertised, we probably need to go ahead and have it.
It has been advertised. That's the argument there. The other side of the coin would be we're outside of our norms, and just so the public doesn't think we're trying to accelerate and put a meeting in, this wouldn't affect if it passed or doesn't pass. It won't affect when it's implemented at all. It would be the 1st of January if it does pass, regardless of when the meeting is.
This purely has something to do with the website. Nothing procedural, regulatory. There's no reason to do this on the 3rd. We're again giving some information.
The state had requested, or the state agency had requested, as much time as possible, since it's a unique bill, it's a new one, to give them time to make sure everything was done. And that's basically talking with them. I know Don talked with them. We want to try and help them, too.
Well, I called up there again.
Well, no. I understand. And so, again, procedurally, no, there's not a thing. We can still hit the guidelines, the statutory requirements. No, they're not guidelines.
It sounds like an administrator of some sort didn't like that the legislature made this a 60-day notification instead of 120 days. And so she was going to fix it herself by having us accelerate this.
My only concerns would be is if I can get something in canceling the meeting, because that's Tuesday. We have a holiday on Monday. So if I can get something to them in time to get something out, that we can cancel.
The other thing would be, though, if we don't have a quorum anyway, because we never were guaranteed that we'd have a quorum for the special meeting.
So if we don't have a quorum, then it falls back into our normal procedure and supersedes somebody's makeshift procedure. I may not be here.
But then you have people that show up expecting you to have a meeting. So that's the thing. I want
that's
to be able thing. To advertise if
There's
I can.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
That's the only scary thing, is we don't want a cram down feeling with the special meeting. So what do you guys think?
But even if you advertise that the special meeting has been canceled, there's no guarantee that's going to reach the people that have already planned on attending.
There's also no guarantee that the special meeting has. That's the other fear, John, is even though we've advertised it, since it's outside of our normal, people may expect we're going to have a meeting every 2 weeks on a Wednesday morning. And if it didn't reach them that we're doing that, they may say, well, why was I not notified? Well, we attempted to, but you know how public notices go. There's an individual in the room tightly tied to one of the correspondence tools we used that was unaware of the meeting on the 3rd.
But I have to get Weimar in.
I agree with Matt. Absolutely no reason to have it if we don't need to.
Which we didn't know before.
Right. Exactly. Nobody's fault here. Just, I mean, like Roger said, it was requested by the state agency. Come to find out, it's not necessary. So why do it? And the, put a sign on the door that says the meeting's been canceled. This will be in our next regular meeting. Anybody shows up for the meeting, there's the info that says... Show up at the next regular meeting. We'll discuss it.
Senator?
I can be here, but I don't have to be here. So
I'm the same as you. I can go either way on it. I mean, John?
I'm not saying I can't be here. I'm just saying there's no reason to have a meeting.
Well, the only reason to have it is because we advertised that we were having it.
And to jump back on the merry-go-round, the only reason that we're having the meeting is because we were told that it was a regulatory issue, which we have now since found out it is not.
Well, and we called up and talked to Gary, or tried to talk to Gary Kilpatrick. He was the one that was in charge of this, and he didn't even call back. His administrative assistant or secretary or whoever called me back. And she's the one that was walking through, and I said, well, we realize there's expenses with your mailings. And she said, well, what mailings? We just update the website. I was like, are you kidding? And she informed me that this probably slipped through. It should have been 120 days, not 60. So I think a lot of it just comes down to she did not like this. Terry, what do you think?
I can go either way.
I would lean with Gary and Matt myself, where if people weren't informed of this, this is a big deal. Some people are upset either direction. I would lean that direction to have a regular meeting so that we don't, no one feels like something is snuck in or pushed in outside of regular meetings.
I haven't had anybody stop me on the street and say, thank heavens you're doing this early so we get it done as fast as we can. I mean, I haven't had any comments like that or anything. I mean,
We won't have enough time to advertise that this meeting won't be held. I don't know if the press puts something out. I'm sure Doug will. Just with a tidbit, you know, on the radio, I'm sure that can go out. But I don't know if you have a story on anything, if you write something about that in the paper. I know that doesn't count as advertising, but...
Well, no, I'm just wanting people to know, but we need to do something with...
I'm afraid, as much as some of us don't want to be here, I think we've advertised it. I think we've told the public we're going to be here, and I think we should have the meeting. I think it is not appropriate to the people we represent to just take it off the hook. We can do it. It's our obligation.
We definitely can do it. There's the fear on the other side. What if people weren't informed of it, or if they didn't see the ad? Because this went out in one paper, correct? Three.
I'll do whatever the board wants to do.
Denny said my thoughts exactly.
Well, we have two of you leaning one way, three of us leaning the other. It looks like it's all up to Supervisor Juergens.
Okay. Wait.
Wait till the next regularly scheduled?
Yep.
We will hold off till the next regularly scheduled meeting then. Counselor?
Yeah, I would view this as, you know, it just came up. It's not on the agenda, but I think I would recommend you do a motion.
Make a motion.
Take a vote, yeah. Because if anybody questions it, then you took a formal vote, and that also helps your clerk out by giving her direction. So
I was just going to ask if we can take a leaning.
Well, no, and again, I don't have any problem that, you know, you're basically saying, because if it was overwhelming one way or another, then it's a done deal. But I just think, again, that'll go in the minutes, so it's posted on the website as well as in the paper, and... any notice you can give the public is certainly will be helpful.
I guess I would ask for a motion then to cancel the meeting, which was the special meeting that was previously advertised to be held on the 3rd of September, and specifically for talk, discussion, and vote on sales tax. Canceling that, moving discussion and vote on that issue to the regularly scheduled meeting on the 11th of September.
So moved.
What was that, all that you just moved? Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Lytle. This will cancel the special meeting, which was advertised for September 3rd. And move discussion and vote on the sales tax issue to the regularly scheduled meeting on the 11th.
And the reason I'm voting no is it's not necessary procedurally. It changes nothing. It appears as though it was a request from an agency regarding a website update based on the information you've provided to us. So it doesn't change anything. I don't think it changes the intent. It doesn't change how anybody feels about it. It, again, is us trying to make decisions off... not good information.
And so that would be a vote yes on this motion to move it to the 11th and cancel the special meeting on this motion. Any more discussion? Vote. Four in favor of canceling. Juergens, Bauman, Thiemann, Lytle. Two against, Hill and Byers. Motion carries. Anything else for finance or insurance? Human resources, employee relations.
I guess we had some discussion as far as the need to, you know, any open position in the county to take a review of that position and determine the need to fill it or how to fill it.
And we'll be sending out a letter. There'll be a hiring hold countywide right now. We'll send that out.
I wouldn't call it a hold, but a review.
Some type of review. That'll be going out hopefully in the next couple weeks to all the departments and department heads and elected officials. Anything else for human resources, employee relations?
No.
Law enforcement, emergency management. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning. I'm just going to bring you just a brief update. We're working with the southern townships today for FEMA with the program manager. So Blue Springs Wymore will be here today starting at 10, and then we just got finished with Liberty. So we're moving along with that. I will share with you that there was a conference call that was set up yesterday in regards to the damages that have happened now again in Nebraska, so there's a strong possibility that another declaration will be assumed for this new damages that some of the state is inquiring. Keep in mind, any damages that Gage County has to meet that $88,000 threshold, so before we can ask for consideration of that declaration. But the other thing is that, backing up a little bit, they extended the 4420 to July 14th now. So most of the townships that have already were working on those claims, most of them have said that, you know, they're just on, the problems are incurring, you know, with road conditions as they harden up and then we get that rain again. But nothing can be really contributed specifically to the later range yet. So, but they are moving along. But that's about all I have. I just wanted to bring you up to date with that portion of what we're doing down south. So,
thanks, Lisa.
Yeah.
Good morning. Just a quick recap from committee meeting Monday. The K-9. Buster and Deputy Breedle are in their second week of training. Been going along pretty well. He lost a short battle with a dog trying to get toy back, and he had to get some medical attention to it, but I think he's up and running again there, so not too surprising to deal with a dog. The new transport van is up and going, and I think it's actually on its way to Kansas right now as I speak. You get a chance to stop by and take a look at it sometime. It's a pretty nice facility, or pretty nice rig there, so we do appreciate that amount of money to go and get that purchase. That helps us a lot. The only other thing I really had was budget. I think I cut about as much as I could. I told committee Monday I eliminated one position I was going to hire and fill that wasn't quite filled yet. And unfortunately, it had to be my drug investigator, but that was between that and the K-9 program. And I felt the K-9 program, people put money to that from locally here in the community. So I want to keep that going for now. And we'll just keep plugging away. I mean, there'll be some grant money or be an inheritance for the county. We can do it again. But otherwise, pretty much on track there. So that's about anything I have. If you have any questions or anything. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff. Mr. Juergens, Road and Bridge.
Aside from a lot of discussion about bad roads and everything else, we're down to three or four townships on the spring allocation for gravel to be finished probably shortly if weather permits. That's it.
All right, moving on. Ask for a motion to receive and place on file a copy of the valuations for the political subdivisions for 2019. Eric, each of you received a copy of those.
I'd make a motion to approve resolution number.
No, this is just.
Have a resolution?
So this is just receive and place on file.
We're just receiving these. Not yet. That's coming.
Not this?
That's coming after this.
All right, I trust you.
I would move to receive and place on file a copy of the valuations for the political subdivisions for 2019.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion on the valuations or anything you need to add to that? Patty? I'm sorry.
No, not really.
We don't basically each have a copy of those. That would be just.
This is a stack of ones I've received. This is what you're doing right now. It's just receiving these.
So we don't know what they are?
It's on these.
I screwed up with your pile.
You'll receive
this is my
request.
Pile.
Patty does that.
Okay. So the request is the sheet that we each have with those dollar amounts. This would be receiving those dollar amounts prior to the request. Any further discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Now, receive preliminary request for levy allocation to county board from townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and Gage County Agricultural Society. These would be the valuations and requests on the sheets that we were each given. Patty, do you have anything to add on these?
No, the only thing is if you see the asterisks beside each of the ones, the one means the amount, the levy or the tax rate was over the amount allowed. We had one that was last year's tax request because we didn't get one by August 1st. And we didn't have any special elections. So.
And the asterisks would be on the resolution form, not on the. And this won't be the resolution yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not on the resolution yet.
This will be on the preliminary requests.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. There's one missing out of there, so. Which would be. I don't believe Adams Rural Fire turned one in.
At all?
So they have to do a late filing, or they just will have no tax collections this next year?
What happens is if they don't turn one in, we use last year's request.
So there will be no change?
Yeah, but they all have to adjust their budget to 3 cents anyway, according to what we want for the fire districts, for that MFO. So they came in at 0.035130, so they have to adjust to the 3 cents on their final budget.
Ask for a motion and a second.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Byers to receive preliminary requests for levy allocation.
Oh. One question here. This says to receive, but should it say receive and place on file? We just receiving them?
This is what they're requesting, what she's.
All right.
And these numbers have already been adjusted up or down to
you
meet what
to,
they can.
Yeah, by request. September 1.
Okay, where are we at? Because this is your valuations to receive. And then are you on this part to receive these? Yeah.
Not yet.
That one was the beginning.
These are just valuations from my.
This is just procedural. It's not going in. The resolution will be where we actually accept them. So we're receiving these preliminary requests, which Patty's already updated to meet like MFO 3 cents for the rurals or valuation.
So these are resolutions that we had to have out to the political subdivisions by August 20th.
Any further discussion on receiving the preliminary requests? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Okay, now we'll be looking at the resolution. Approve or disapprove resolution number
19-28.
19-28, setting final allocation of levy authority for the following townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and Gage County Agricultural Society. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Hill. On these, everything this year stayed the same, correct? On the Ag Society, Historical Society, we kept those flat. I believe both asked for a small increase.
Ag.
Just Ag, not the Historical Society. Rural fires stayed at 3. Townships progressed the same as each year previous. So everything basically stayed the same on each of these items. Any discussion on the resolution to approve setting the final allocations? If not, I'd ask you to vote. 6 in favor, the motion carries for resolution 19-28. We have a public hearing at 9:30.
Looks like recess time.
Yeah, everything else will wait on that public hearing. So we will, that timed event is at 9:30. We will recess at 9:22 until 9:30.
I'm recessing.
Okay. We'll come out of recess at 9:30 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into the public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, or suggestions of taxpayers relating to the following proposed fiscal year 19-20 county budget.
So move. We go into public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill to go into public hearing at 9:30 on the clock. Vote. 6 in favor. We are in public hearing. There's a sign-up sheet on the table for anyone that would like to speak at the public hearing. I don't know if there's any names on that yet. Each of you has a proposed budget in front of you. Valuations, just a real rough rundown. Valuations are down approximately $60 million this year. We knew that we'd be looking at a lowered valuation countywide as ag land starts dropping. I myself didn't anticipate it dropping off this quickly this year, but ag land dropped on average 7%. Residential went up somewhere between 10 to 20% on average. With those two combined, that's where we ended up at a 1.98% reduction in overall tax asking because of the loss of valuation this year. So as we went through the budget, most budgets stayed fairly flat. There's a slight increase in labor. There was a deduction. Some of the biggest cut, I think, was from Road and Bridge. We had a $525,000 cut to requested budget there. Most all that came from equipment. There was a motor grader, a dump truck, a low boy trailer, pickup, and I think that was it in the equipment request from the highway department. All of those got pulled out other than some money left for a low boy trailer. Sheriff's department, he kept his budget fairly flat. Jail budget stayed fairly flat. There were actually some increases we requested the sheriff put back into his budget for lack of better terms, health care for inmates, it keeps going up. That's outside the control of the county, and a couple other items like that, as well as he added a little bit back for canine program. He He moved some dollars around. Instead of asking for additional funds, he split some dollars from a person, personnel that was no longer there between different areas. But as a whole, in rough numbers, the overall asking has gone down by approximately 2%, 1.9 and change, which mirrored the reduction in valuation, which was 1.98%. Are there any questions on the budget from the board? If not, we have a couple people who have signed up. We'll have them come up and visit. First, Greg Lobby. Just need to swear in for public hearing.
Good morning. Gregory C. Lobby.
Do they need to swear in, Roger?
Go ahead and do them. It doesn't hurt.
Will you raise your right hand?
Well, I'll be happy to.
Swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
To best of my knowledge and ability, yes.
Okay. And then just give your name and address again.
Gregory C. Lobby, 312 North 10th, Wymore, Nebraska.
Thanks, Greg.
I really come here this morning hoping to get some information from you, more than just object to something that I'm not really sure about. Does everyone in the room happen to have a copy of the summary that was published? All right. Okay, good. I guess I am struck by the difference between the actual spending that was required in 2018-19 shown on the summary versus that is proposed. My figures indicate that there's a difference of over $17 million being proposed for this upcoming year or budgeted for this upcoming year. And also, I did some searching and went back and found the auditor's report at the state audit's office that showed as of June 30th, 2018, the county had cash or cash equivalents on hand of over $10.6 million. The budget indicates that there, by my calculations, at least somewhere between the neighborhood of $10 to $8 million of cash difference between the actual expenses of last year, the reserves that might be necessary for this upcoming budget year, and the revenue that's expected to be generated that could be applied directly to the Beatrice 6 judgment and lower the amount that is owed, the total obligation of it, which would decrease the post-judgment interest. And also put the county in a much better position to go to the legislature and ask for the funding of the remainder of the obligation. And so I would encourage you to look at some of the categories. For example, in general fund spending, there's an increase of about $5.2 million. I'm going to use just rounded off figures if you don't mind. Visitor promotion is also, our visitor improvement is also up over $2 million. And you can just go down through the various categories and come up with about a $13.2 million.
Visitor improvement, that one just caught me. I know that one off the top of my head. So I thought I'd look. There's an ending balance in there at $200,000. You're off a zero. $237,413.60.
Yes, you're right, and I thank you. I am.
I would pull some of that money, and we would use that somewhere else if it was possible. Yeah. But in that one, you cannot because it's allocated by the state how that has to be used.
Visitor improvement and visitor promotion.
Correct, and that's not local property tax. That's off collections off lodging tax.
There are funds that as you bring these up, there are some that are encumbered. We aren't allowed to just use them willy-nilly as we want to.
Well, I realize that there are some funds that are designated restrictions, and they were in the auditor's report as of 2018, and they totaled about $2.2 million at that time. But that doesn't account for the total amount that exceeds the actual expenditures last year. So, but you can go down through the various categories and see where those extra funds are. I would just urge you to try and apply as many of them as possible. That still allows you to keep a healthy reserve in case of emergencies, but reduces the total obligation that you're asking county taxpayers to fund.
One other thing I would add, too, since you brought up the increase, the judgment's being paid out based on a yearly, based on yearly payments split in half. So last year's payments will be $3.8 million. Well, our budget year, our fiscal year, only $1.9 million was paid out. So the other $1.9 has to be put into this or shown in this budget. Now, that doesn't mean we're asking for another 1.9, but the 1.9 that would come in last calendar year will actually roll to this budget year, which that's another $2 million right there. So I mean, that shows an increase that isn't an increase. It's the way the state auditor had that money handled, just because it's never been done.
We have to show that we're going to spend it.
When I did my calculations to come up with the $13.2 million over last year's spending, I didn't count the judgment because I assumed that you would be able to make two payments instead of one from the increase in the property tax that's already in place. And then there is some additional money that does not appear to cover, but perhaps you budgeted in the event that the sales tax revenue is also applied.
The sales tax numbers are not, you don't have anything for sales tax numbers
in
this.
I did in the judgment, but now are you talking about last year's or this year? This.
Well, I'm talking about the proposed budget.
The proposed does have sales tax because if it takes place in January and depending on how we have to pay that out, we had to budget for it.
So it's budgeted on
if we get
to
that
cover
money
it if it is adopted,
right,
correct?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
But you
and
with an estimated amount.
Yes, and because that didn't include a tax increase right now on the budget, I didn't include it on the overages in the change that were higher than previous expenditures.
But you realize total asking has gone down this year.
The total asking for the property tax itself, based on the lower assessed values, has, because you're at the maximum property tax level, but you're still generating or will have on hand far more money than what you actually spent last year. Anyway, that's my comments. I hope that the board will take careful consideration about increasing more towards the payment of the judgment itself. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any comment from the board? Otherwise, next is Galen Regeer.
I don't know that I really need to get up here. Galen Regeer.
Will you raise your right hand?
I affirm. That's yeah. The left.
Will you swear or affirm right to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I so do, to the best of my ability. Thank you.
All right, and if you'd give us your name and address for the record.
Galen Regeer, 21648 Southwest 45th Road. First of all, I want to thank you guys for all your service and time and attention that you paid to the events and concerns of this county, especially in regard to property tax owners. I have a son and a son-in-law who's been in service that desperately want to farm, and what an incredible impediment it is to face a property tax load and horrible injustice to try to get family that I have living here close, engaged in farming, which they want to do. But of course, I need to get my family out of there if they're going to have a chance to farm. So I'm not quite ready to give it up. But again, I think really, I hate to say this, but I think the situation needs to get worse, not better, worse, to where when you have meetings, this place is packed with farmers who would rather probably leave it up to other people to voice their opinion and concern about what's happening on the farm. I think you know the suicide rate is incredibly high, not only in farming but other places too. It's incredible stressful for us. Everything that we do has to be negotiated. Everything. And it's almost a daily situation. We appreciate each other as a family members, and know we have to work together. But I so oftentimes wonder if it's worth getting out of bed at night. I wonder whether it's even worth living. You have no idea the stress. But anyway, I'm shaken. That's part of it. My wife here, there's a good reason I didn't bring my wife. She wouldn't let me get out of the chair. But anyway, a good example of this, why it's so stressful, is I live along the Big Blue River, down by where the big northern Burlington Northern Santa Fe go across the river, northwest of town here. And in 2015, we had a flood that came through that, for the most part, took out a road down there. Now, it's 2019, 4 years later. What do you think has been done? The river, and it's an oxbow type of situation where the river cuts across, takes a shortcut. It's kind of an oxbow situation. What do you think has been done since then? Damn near nothing. I can't even get across to 40 acres on the other side because of the shortcut the river's taken. Now, who, you know, and I've been on people to do something about it. The township, and the fallback on the township is county. And everybody seems to, I don't know, not be that concerned about it, or I don't know, we've got a problem. But anyway, I appreciate the conversation I had with Eric in trying to bring me up to date where things are at, but it's just very frustrating. And there's ways in which you can eliminate and lower the stress rate out in the country. I don't want to say much more, but the riverbank is about 4 feet lower than flood stage now. And, of course, it floods into the field. Water backs up to the field now. It doesn't have to get near flood stage before, water gets back into the field. So it's frustrating. I'm paying taxes. I don't know. I don't know. There's just delays. They surveyed. They didn't survey it right. And they didn't want to pay that much because of the property they were taking. And so they, I guess, reduced the property size that they wanted to take. Plus, they should probably be paying for river that we're going to be paying taxes on, that we're not, you know, that's right next to the river's here, and there's a kind of a triangle piece where we have to go across to get to 40 acres on the other side. And of course, I haven't been able to access that, and I've been losing out on federal payments because of the inaccessibility to my property. It's growing up in weeds. I'm in non-compliant, basically. I should have a ground cover on that property. I can't. So, again, it's up to the property owner and whether the wheels of government can turn or care to turn fast enough to take care of my concerns and needs and the families. I'm not certain there's the will and, you know, the willpower to do that. So, anyway, I didn't really intend to say this much here, but I guess once I get going, it's easy to go on. But anyway, it's 4 years since it's been flooded. The riverbank is now 4 feet lower. I get river water into my property. You can't access it. Access another 30 acres on the other side of the shortcut that the river takes. So I don't know what's going to happen. I guess maybe things are turning or moving now. So I don't probably have anything more to say, although it's frustrating working with the township and the county. And, you know, so anyway, thank you again for your service, for hearing me, you know, give my spiel and this sort of thing.
And the rest of the board may not be up to speed on all this, because this really isn't, that area you're talking about isn't, it's Township Road. The only reason we're doing this is the reason the county's involved is to try to speed this along, because it did stall out.
Right.
So we're providing the surveyor. Galen's done the survey to move forward with the sale of that road. The Matt Langley, he's with the township. He's going to be checking with the FSA to see if that affects you at all, since you can't get to it. He's calling it inaccessible. So he was going to be checking on that for you as well. But I know Larry Groenwald, he's been visiting with you, you know, fairly often, if not daily. And Larry talks to me, I'd say, you know, weekly, if not a couple times a week. And we're trying to get something done there. Like I told you, the lawyers between the two parties, or I don't know how that works, the township lawyer trying to deal with the other owners, it has been slow. 4 years is a long time to not be able to get down a road like that. But we'll try to keep coaxing them along as best we can. Oh, that property, too, just so you recall, there were six parcels in the county that were brought down to minimum levels due to damage from a flood, and that's something that I don't think any of us had seen before. I think several of those parcels were yours, so those pieces of property were brought down to the lowest amount allowed by the state. So that property tax on those farms was not paid at the full rate. It was down at the lowest amount we were allowed to lower them to.
And as I understand, that's only for this year.
You can apply for next year as well. It's a year. I shouldn't say that for sure. The way I understand it, that's an annual thing. So if there's still issue or damage like that next year, I believe that can be applied for next year again. I don't. Oh, Patty's back here.
I don't know. I'd have to look at the form. Yeah, you definitely have to apply for it again if it's available again, which I would assume.
There, you repeat yourself.
Sorry. Yeah, basically I would say that form is something that you would have to apply for again, because you had the sand on your bank and everything.
Yeah,
right?
There are 3-4 foot drifts, yep. Sandbars.
And that would be part of the overall valuation of the county going down is because of, what was that called, wasteland or?
Called it wasteland. And we had 6 of them this year. Some of them, especially like in other counties, had like 128, I know, like Nemaha. That was the first time I'd ever seen that type of thing come to play in the legislature. So I know you had to apply for it by July 15th. Because I had a farmer yesterday that got hit by hail the other day down in the south part of the county, asked me if there was any relief now. And I don't.
If I remember right, Patty, Beans Gage County was included in that disaster area from this spring on. We were part of that disaster area. And I think that's where this came from that declaration of that disaster area.
See, I don't recall. Lisa would know. Lisa talked to me about that. She's not here. I just know that those forms went to the counties, and that this was the first time I'd seen one like that, and it had to be applied for by July 15th. Whether or not, you would definitely have to reapply next year, and I would assume that that's still going to be available.
Please.
I'm not sure, Patty. I mean, if the land remains unable to be farmed, the valuation is going to stay down. If it comes back to, you know, whatever dirt and sand needs to be removed or whatever,
yeah,
you know, then the valuation is going to come back.
Right.
But I think you need to apply for it. It's going to stay in place if a similar flood happens and allows that adjustment to be made kind of mid-year, where this now will be continuing damage.
I think we just keep looking at it and see what progress, you know, you can make, and hopefully otherwise it'll stay in place for you, that wasteland.
Good ideas on moving, you know, 3-4 feet of sand.
Well, that's Eric. Eric, I think at one meeting you told me how much it costs to move that sand.
It's really
expensive.
We did do that over in Missouri several years ago for different farms. But no, I would encourage you, since this is a budget hearing, we won't get off on that.
Right.
But stay in contact with Patty as those things go forward, you know, for the wasteland or the things like that. And just between you and I, I'll keep trying to push along on the attorneys there for the township, because I know the township wants to move forward with this also, as well as the people you've talked to that are looking at doing the purchase or the transfer.
Good. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Galen. We don't have anyone else that would like to speak. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at the public hearing? Is there any other discussion on the mat?
Just kind of a moreover statement, and I would agree with some of the comments that were made. When you look at the proposed budget disbursements, and I remember way back when I was running for the board and I was going through the budget and looking, it's like, oh my gosh, it looks like they're asking for more to spend than what they did in the previous year. And if I step through this, and I certainly don't mean to be coy when I do this, I'm just going to through the process in the general fund. I'm assuming nobody knows how this works, so my desire is not to insult anybody. It's just to explain. In the general fund, we also show the expenditure in the road fund and some of the other funds. And so, in a sense, there's some. It appears as though on paper it looks like double counting. And so you'll see us throughout the year make a transfer from the general fund into the road fund so that we can expend those funds. So we show those expenditures. So if you go through the budget and you add up all the expenditures, you'll see where it looks like we're double spending certain amounts of money. So that's just the way that the budget is put together. And I know way back in the day when I was first on the board, and I'll bring up a name from the past, Ron Fleece, he was explaining those things to me as I was asking. We also show full expenditure of all of the funds that are out there, the sinking funds. We get funds that come in from the outside, road and bridge programs, that dollars come in. And so we put those in the funds. We show full expenditure on those just in case. And, again, it's not if it would be a public road, but a personal property. So we have this fund out there that we want to make sure we show full expenditure so that if we do need it, we can spend it. But as you look at the previous years, 17, 18, 18, 19, you'll see that we didn't spend near what we had proposed to spend. But we always show those full expenditures. And so it makes it look like this really big dollar amount. And I would concur with the philosophy, and I think we've really tried to be miserly over the years here, is to make slow increases so that we don't get behind, because there's lids on how quickly you can raise a public budget. But it does look like an enormously large number. And I wish, you know, here I'm coming up extemporaneously, come in and say, hey, I wish we had more information, but if we could look at the proposal of what we were planning to spend last year versus what we actually spent. So it'll always look a little bit less. Hopefully we never spend what we're planning to spend. But by design, we show a full expenditure. We show a full expenditure of inheritance. We show a full expenditure of road and bridge. Because if we don't, say, for example, we have $500,000 in a fund, but we only budget to spend $100,000 of that. If something comes up that we need to get into that extra $400,000, we can do a budget amendment. We have to go through a whole process. Otherwise, we can't touch that. It can sit there, but we can't touch it. So, when you go through the worksheet, it looks like this whiz-bang, wow, big number there as opposed to what we spent last year. So I appreciate the comments and folks coming, and I wish we had more people. I would agree with Mr. Regier. I wish we had more people getting that input at this public meeting, giving us that feedback. And I will appreciate the chairman over the last couple months. We've had this on our agenda every meeting, talking about budget, talking about budget. We want that feedback. And it's just the fact of the process is we just don't get a lot of folks here. But, I certainly don't mean to say anything to be demeaning, but we do have the general fund that we transfer from. So it shows, it looks like, and I'm pointing at Dawn as she's putting the budget together, is that was something that I had to wrap my head around, that number isn't really a true number, but the way that it works in the worksheet makes it look like a big number. But I always try to go back and say, okay, what did we actually spend last year, and look in the last couple years, where should we be? And again, we're 1.9% less tax asking, and I think the point about the valuation absolutely has merit. And there's lids on what we can spend, the amount of levy that we can levy. And what I've always told the taxpayers, look what we're asking from you this year as opposed to what we asked from you last year. That wipes out all of this numbers and sheets and everything. What are we asking from you this year, and what are we asking from you, or what did we take from you last year? And those should be small increases. And in some cases, they can be flat if an expenditure has fallen off. But we still have the voter-approved road bond. When is that? When is that paid off?
23, I think.
So 23, we've got a proposed sales tax that will be looked at in the next couple of weeks. So there's a lot of moving parts, and it can be difficult to follow. I know we have discussions about all the different pieces that move around, and it's good to have those questions, and it's good to try and get those answers and not just take at face value what any elected official sitting on a board tells you. It's good to crunch those and ask those questions, because we have the same, we have the same questions, and there's a lot of moving pieces, and there's a lot of folks up north that can make changes that we have to follow that we get through Dawn. So that's my monologue. I just wanted to say that the total expenditure looks like a big number, and you know what? Where I come, $40 million is a big number, but what we're actually spending won't be that, but we want to show the full expenditure, even though we won't be there.
Thank you, Matt. The other thing to keep in mind as well is the money that's not spent. There's always a misconception that there's a pool of money, that money's getting socked away somewhere. That money that's not expended the year before rolls over, and that's the starting of the cash reserve. Cash reserve is money that's in with all the other dollars in the budget. So what's not spent rolls over to the next year. You don't have that money just sitting there and then you take more on top and sock more away. That's not the way it works. It rolls to the next year, and that's your starting point. It's actually very interesting. I mean, there are so many moving parts on this. It's hard to wrap your mind around it at first, but those dollars, they're shown as potentially spent in the budget. When they're not spent, they go to the next year. Now, if we would spend all that somehow, which I hope we never do, because you do need money left for emergencies and things like that, unforeseens, the budget wouldn't work right then, because then you would be starting at nothing again. You'd have to ask for all those dollars to start with right off the bat again. You need that. You should have that that reserve to work with. Is there any other discussion on any specifics from the board? Anything else that, I mean, we've talked about this for months now. We started earlier talking about this, trying to get through different items. Different departments got things into us earlier so we could look through them and make our critiques, I guess. Does anyone else in the public want to speak at the public hearing? Yep, you bet.
I'm just grinding something here just for...
While Supervisor Bauman's figuring, I'll also ask you, people see the courthouse as where the money comes to. People see the courthouse as where the property tax goes. Please keep in mind to look on your tax statements where the dollars actually go. The property tax you're spending is not all coming to the county. It all goes through and circulates out from the courthouse. But I know a lot of us are in Beatrice School District. If you look at even with the county at max levy, I don't remember what Beatrice is. I think it's $1.05, $1.07, something like that. The county at absolute max is at 50 cents. So we're under 30% of that. We're under 33%, somewhere in that one-third range. So please keep in mind when you look at your tax statements, read them, look to see where the dollars go. We're trying to be responsible with the portion that we control. Just as you talk to us, please talk to the other organizations and ask them to be responsible with those dollars as well. If nothing else, we'll need a motion to come out of public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Hill, to come out of public hearing at 10:02 on the clock. Vote. 6 in favor. We are out of public hearing. Up next would be to approve or disapprove resolution setting the 2019-2020 tax request at a different rate than the 2018-2019 tax request.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens.
Do
Do we have a number on that?
The total assessed value of property differs from last year's total assessed value by negative 2%. The road bond property tax request will be set at $951,873. That's outside of regular tax, the 50 cent asking because it was by vote of the people on a bond. The general fund property tax request will be at $12,366,909.58, which that mirrors that approximately 1.98% less. We're basically dropping, I mean, without going out to the millionth place, last year we would have been approximately 42 cents per $100 assessment. This year it'll be approximately 41 cents per $100. 19-29. We have a motion by Bauman, second by Juergens, to approve resolution 19-29, setting the 1920 tax request at the different rate, which is basically 1 cent per hundred less. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number 19-30, adopting the county budget for fiscal year 2019-2020 as proposed.
To approve. Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens. Like I say, we've talked about this over the last few months. Most everyone's kept things pretty darn flat. I guess, is there any other questions or discussion on the proposed budget?
Well, I will make one comment on the budget as soon as I find my numbers here. But, you know, one of our biggest increases was in our roads budget. And it was up over 10%. But over half of that was for the amount of rock and gravel that we'll need for next year versus this year. And it probably won't be enough. So there is that additional expense that we're incurring that we're basically eating in the budget because the budget's not as flat.
And that's happening.
Almost flat.
That's happening currently right now, too. Rock's going down at a higher rate than what we anticipated because of the weather.
Yep.
The way the budget works, even though it started July 1st, we're spending money that's not in the approved budget yet, and there's just no possible way around that. So I suppose that's good anticipation.
Right.
Any other discussion on the 2019-2020 budget? If not, I ask you to vote on resolution 19-30. 6 in favor, motion carries. We will need everyone's signature on this one. I'll just start it down here. Anything else for the good of the order?
Let's just try to remind people that our special meeting for the 3rd of September is no longer in place. It's canceled. And
We'll rely on the press for that. Hopefully, people visiting about it too. By doing that, we do run the risk of people not knowing that we are going to hold a special meeting also. So this may make it easier anyway.
Right, and you know, the day after Labor Day is not the easiest day for people to be here either. For some.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'd ask. The meeting will be at our regular date on September 11th. We'll talk about what we would have at the special meeting, which was the proposal of the sales tax in conjunction with LB 472. If nothing else, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hill.
Get out of here.
Second by Bauman. Vote.
Jersey, you want to get out of here?
Five in favor with Lytle voting no.
Yeah.
We are adjourned at 10:08 on the clock.